Welcome to International Voices. My name is John Hildebrand. I am an international student advisor in the International Affairs Office at Southern Utah University. And this is episode one of our podcast. It is a podcast exploring the experiences of international students here at SUU and the stories that they bring with them. We have a fantastic group of international students here on campus with so many great stories and experiences. And the goal of this podcast is really to shed some light on some of those stories and find out more about the student behind the label of international students. I'm very excited to have in the studio one of our wonderful students. I say studio, but really we're just in my office. There's a microphone on my desk. It's a very fancy operation here. Miss Jessica Mancuso is here. Jessica.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining us today.
Sure.
We're very excited to have you. Jessica works here in the International Affairs Office. Chances are, if you have been in our office, you have seen her at some point. She's an active member of International Student Ambassadors, and you're involved in a lot of different things on campus, right?
Yeah.
What are you studying?
I am double majoring in finance and economics.
I don't know why you would do that to yourself.
It's really cool. Economics is really interesting and finance is really strong. It's a strong major, I would say.
Good. And how long have you been here?
This is my third semester.
Third semester. Cool. Awesome. Well, again, thank you for joining us here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So the format really is I'm just going to interview Jessica and get some of her experiences and hear some of her stories and her take on her her time here at SUU. And then at the end, I have a little a game we're going to play, a little surprise at the end. So let's jump right on in.
Okay.
Jessica, the first question, can you describe where you're from for the listeners?
Okay, so I'm from the northern part of Italy. I'm from a really small village, like really, really small, like 200 inhabitants, I would say. But like I used to go to school, like high school, middle school, in like the closest town. That's still pretty small though. And I think it's a really nice place where you can live and grow up because we're kind of close to big cities. Like I'm 1 hour and 10 minutes far from Milan and like 30 minutes from Genova. Not that many people know Genova, but it's a really beautiful city. And so it's good because I grew up, you know, I started going out with friends when I was really young because it's not that dangerous as you it would be if you were in a city. So that was really nice. And let's see. It's also nice because we can drive to the beach. You can get to the beach in 45 minutes. So that's pretty cool. And then if you want to go skiing, you can drive for an hour and a half, and you can go skiing. So it's a really nice place where to live. And maybe some people could think it's a place where people are a little bit close-minded, and I would say that's right, because when I first left to come to the US, I remember a lot of parents of my brother's friends, so I have a brother who's 10, so a lot of parents were asking my parents, oh, why did you let Jessica go? Why are you doing this? Like, she's going at the other side of the world and blah, blah, blah. And my mom was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm really a bad mom. And I was like, no, mom, that's pretty awesome. They're just, you know, a little bit close-minded. But other than that, it's a nice place.
So the idea of coming all the way, halfway across the world to Utah to study was crazy.
Yeah, but for some people, like the idea of, I don't know, going to study even in the southern part of Italy, it's crazy where I live. It's not like you get up in the morning and say, hey, I'm gonna go study in the US. That's basically what I did. But yeah, it's not like that usually.
You're a trailblazer for your time. What's the name of your hometown?
It's called Capriata d'Orba. Oh. You can Google it, it's really small.
Capriata d'Orba?
D'Orba, yeah.
I'm gonna Google that. So was this the first time you came to the United States when you came here to SUU?
No, it was not, because before I came to SUU, I was an au pair in Washington, D.C., and I decided to be an au pair because I was really confused about what I wanted to do in my life. I knew I wanted to study economics or business or something like that, but I didn't know where. Studying in Italy wasn't really exciting for me, and so it was a little bit, what am I going to do? Where am I going to study? So I decided to take a year off. I took a gap year. I came to the U.S., it was an au pair for 1 year. It was a really fun year. I was living in Potomac. That's really close to Washington, D.C. So it was really nice. And yeah, and then after that, I decided to stay and I applied to SGU.
Nice. And how old were you when you came to the U.S. for the first time?
I was 19. Okay. Because in Italy, you graduate in the summer when you're 19. And then I graduated and after 2 months, I came to the U.S.
Good. So how did you hear about SGU?
Okay, so I applied to a program that we have in Europe that helps you get scholarships. So I applied through this program and then they sent me like 12 different schools. And I just went on the website and I really liked SGU because they had an awesome website compared to the other schools. And it was also pretty big because I had some offers like from schools really small, like private schools, 400, 500 students. And then I saw SGU, and then I saw the study abroad page on SGU's website, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. I'm going to go to SGU. So, yeah.
Awesome. Shout out to our web services department there for the awesome web page. Marketing materials matter,
yay,
right? It probably doesn't hurt that Southern Utah is incredibly beautiful, too.
It is incredibly beautiful.
Those pictures on the website really help.
Yeah.
Did you know about Utah before you found out about SGU?
So I remember when I told my host mom when I was an au pair that I was applying to SGU and it was in Southern Utah, she was like, wow, you're gonna go live in Utah? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, they have so many beautiful national parks and stuff. And so I started going on Google and I Googled it and I was like, wow, this is crazy. It's really different from what you would see in Europe. So for me, it was like, wow, this is a completely different world. So, yeah.
Did you have any ideas about what life in Utah would be like before you came here? Did you have any expectations?
So I remember when I was applying to SGU, I asked around and one of my friends, she was an au pair as well, and she had, her host mom was from Germany and she had been an international student in the US. So she was helping me out and she was studying in Montana at the time. So she was like, oh, if you want the great experience about studying in the U.S., you should go in a place like that, go to Southern Utah. It's awesome because it could be like that you get a bus from the airport and then you get over there and there's nothing, literally nothing. So I was expecting something like that. So when I got here and I actually saw, you know, we already saw Walmart and Smith's, TJ Maxx, I was surprised. It was okay.
We have roads, we have houses here.
Yeah, we have stuff over here. It's sure. A normal place. It's actually bigger than the town where I live in Italy, so.
Right, I was going to ask that. I mean, you're going from, I guess you spent time in Washington, so you were,
yeah,
you were in a bigger city then. But I imagine coming from a small town to,
yeah,
Cedar can be quite a change. So that brings us to your first impressions of Cedar. What did you think when you first got here?
What did I think when I first got here? So I remember like the first week I would just stay around campus. I wouldn't even, you know, bother about walking and stuff. But then when I decided to go and see Main Street, it was a pleasant surprise. I think Cedar, it's a nice city and we have stuff to do. You can go ice skating, you can go swimming, you can go to restaurants, the movies, a lot of students. It's also nice because everywhere you go, you see students. So that's really nice, and they have student discounts everywhere, so it was a nice impression.
It's definitely a student-friendly area.
Yeah, it is.
I actually moved here from Denver in April, and it's funny because I teach all of my students about culture shock, and I never anticipated that I would have culture shock coming from literally the next state over. It's like an 8-hour drive from Denver, right? But if you talk about the environment and sort of the mentality and attitude of people, it's quite different here in Utah than it is in Denver. And so that was something that really surprised me, is when I realized, I had this like epiphany moment one day where I was like kind of miserable And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going through the phases of culture shock.
Yeah.
Which was so interesting, seeing that, like, I was teaching my students about this, and then I was actually experiencing that too. So I imagine, and maybe I'm just assuming this, but did you have culture shock when you got here?
Let's see. I don't know if I did have culture shock, because even when I think about when I was an au pair, I don't know, I'm a positive girl, and I just, you know, take everything that happens with a positive attitude. So it wasn't that bad. I was surprised of all the good things that they have in the US, not about the bad things. I don't know. Okay, I think about Italian food because I'm Italian. That's of course, you know, when I go to groceries and I'm like, oh, I miss Italian food. But other than that, the US has a lot of nice things to do and more opportunities. So it wasn't a shock, like negative. It was good.
Can you think of anything else during your adjustment process that you really missed about home when you were here for a while?
Yeah, like, I don't know, it was weird to get used to Netflix instead of watching normal TV. That was the thing, it was weird. When I got here, when you get here, you have, you know, your room in college dorms, and you have, you know, your roommate and your laptop, and that's pretty much it. So that was a little bit weird, and also living with someone else was pretty weird. But my roommate, she's Italian. She was my roommate for the first semester, and so it was really nice. I don't know, it was a cool experience. And now that I'm not living in the dorms anymore, I miss the dorms. I know it's weird, everybody says, oh my gosh, why do you miss the dorms? But I don't know, it was nice to go downstairs and knock on your friends' doors.
It's kind of fun when I think about my undergraduate experience too, and I think about the dorms. It's like, that's when all the great stories happen.
Yeah.
For my freshman year. It's like always,
yeah,
doing something in the dorms, like trying to make some fun or make,
exactly,
something happen with my friends. Pretty much like 90% of my stories happen,
yeah,
in the dorms. So I can relate for sure. What were some of the biggest challenges when you first got here? Was it academic? Was it cultural? What kind of stuff really pushed your limits?
It was different to get used to how classes work over here. I've never been to university in Italy because I started in the US, but even from high school, it's pretty different. And I don't know, I remember getting here and thinking, oh yeah, I'm in this big class. It's not that big, actually. But, you know, I'm with 30 other students, and the professors actually know my name. And I was like, wow, that is so weird. I don't even know the names of my professors because I'm really bad at names. But they know, you know, every name, and that was nice. And also, yeah, it was a little bit challenging with technology, because in Italy, like, even when you go to university, it's all on papers. Like, your grades on papers. You can get emails from professors, but that's really rare. It's not like here, you get on whatever portal you have in your university, and then you see your grades, you submit your assignments. So that was a little bit challenging, but it was a positive change.
Good. This is something that I often hear from international students, but I think in the United States, and especially at SUU, I think the professors have a really personal approach,
yeah, they do,
to teaching. And I think that that's so different for so many people from,
yeah,
all around the world. And I think sometimes students don't really know how to react to that.
Mm, that's true.
And I can see how that would be difficult when, in some situations, your teacher is so much higher,
mm-hmm,
than you. Like,
yeah,
the power structure is a little bit different in the,
yeah,
class. And then we're in class, and I always tell students, call me John, don't call me Mr. Hildebrand.
Yeah,
that's weird, right?
So many professors do that, and that's pretty weird. Oh, even if you're walking around campus, and maybe you see them, that they're going to the gym, and I'm always like, okay, what am I going to do? And they just start talking to you like, hey, what's up, what are you doing? And you're like, okay, in Italy, would never be like that.
You're like, are we friends?
Yeah.
Can we be friends? Is,
yeah,
that allowed?
Exactly.
But I think as a, I mean, obviously I'm an American, so I'm kind of used to that. And that's sort of like an ideal,
mm-hmm,
university in my mind. But I think from a employee's standpoint, from a staff member's standpoint, that's one of my favorite things about SUU is just,
yeah,
how I see everybody around campus.
Yeah.
We see President Wyatt, and we see provost cook. And I see all my students. And that's something that, for me at least, I really enjoy.
Yeah, it's nice.
So what do you think makes SUU unique?
Okay, that's a good question. I'm an international student, so I would say I really love the fact that SUU has so many students from all over the world. And we also, I'm an international student ambassador, so I'm going to talk about that because I like what I do.
It's the perfect time to plug ISA.
Exactly. So we always have showcases about different countries, and we even had like Lunar New Year or Diwali Festival, that it's a Nepalese festival. So it's really nice how you get to experience different cultures, not only because you're friends with some people who are from different countries, but also because SUU makes events about that. So that's really cool. I think it's pretty unique.
Great. And obviously I'm pretty biased too. Yeah. I work in this office, but everything she said is correct. We, as an international affairs department, we really try to create the best experience we can for our international students here, and we really value everything they bring. What do you wish more people knew about Italy or Italian people?
Okay. First, Nutella is Italian. It's not German, it's not Swiss, it's Italian.
I learned that this week, yesterday, at the Italian Cultural Showcase.
Yeah.
I had no idea Nutella was Italian.
I don't know why Germans always say, oh, Kinder Chocolate and Nutella, they're German. No, they're Italian, okay?
She staked the Italian flag and the claim is there.
Yeah, I would fight for that, but it's Italian. And also, the Nutella in Italy, it tastes much better than Nutella in the US. Just saying. Also, let's see. Alfredo pasta, it's not Italian. We don't make Alfredo pasta. I don't know what that is.
Is that an Americanized version of Italian food?
It totally is.
I think we have
also
a lot.
Like, we don't put chicken in the pasta. We don't put meatballs in the pasta. Mm. That's not something that we do. And what also, let's see. So we have good food in Italy. We have nice places to go to the beach, and I don't think a lot of people know that, but we have, like in Sardinia, we have really white beaches. That's crazy. It's so beautiful. And also, we have really nice places to go skiing. Like, I was talking to one of my coworkers the other day, and we were talking about going skiing. He was like, have you ever been skiing? And I was like, oh my gosh, seriously? Like, Italy, it's one of the best places to go to ski in Europe. So, yeah. Good skiing in Italy. And yeah, the people are friendly. It depends a lot on where you go. They're going to be more friendly in the south. That's for sure.
And tell me again, your hometown is in the north?
It's in the north, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're not friendly.
That doesn't mean I'm not friendly, but people in the north are less friendly than people in the south. They're so different. North and south in Italy, wow, so different. Crazy.
Do you feel like there are any stereotypes that Americans have about Italians that just aren't true?
Let's see. Italian mafia. That's a big one.
Not everyone's a mafia.
Not everyone is a mafia. My last name, like, if you watch a mafia movie, you're gonna find my last name for sure. But I'm not from the mafia. But yeah, my last name, it's always in these movies. And what else? Americans say we always eat pasta and pizza. I wouldn't say we always eat pizza, but we always eat pasta.
So that one's true.
Yeah.
Okay, just not the pizza thing.
Yeah.
On that topic, are there any places in Cedar City that you think have really good Italian food?
Oh, yeah. So far I've been to Centro Pizza, and the pizza is really, really good. And I've also been to Pizza Cart, and I believe Pizza Cart is new. I think it just opened last semester. And the pizza is a little bit cheaper than Centro, and it's really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like
two good pizza places.
Yeah, and there's also an Italian restaurant, but I've never been there.
Would you say the pizza at those places is like authentic Italian?
It's pretty close to the Italian pizza.
Not bad for Cedar City, right?
Not bad.
It's cheaper than a plane ticket to Italy.
And I actually think the Pizza Cart is on the top 50 places in America where to eat pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. You'll have to add that to your list if you haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
I can second both of those places. I love both of them. What surprised you about living in Utah in the United States? Anything that struck you maybe after you'd been here for a while that you were surprised by?
Religion in the United States, it's pretty surprising. Like, I'm from a really Catholic country. Like, we have the Pope and whatever. And coming here was weird because so many people believe in so many different religions. And it's just, especially Utah with all the LDS community. It's really, wow. It's really, like, also because in Italy, I believe, like, we have Catholics, but not that strong. They're not really strong Catholics, you know? Mm-hmm. My family would say, oh, yeah, we are Catholics, but we never go to church. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, something we do. But in Utah, the LDS community, it's really a strong community, and they really believe in what they do. And that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting.
And I think the United States is so unique because really each state has such a different culture,
a
really unique influences on the culture. And you were in D.C., right? Which I'm sure has drastic differences from Utah.
Yeah, D.C. is so different. Also because what I liked about D.C., like, D.C. is the place where I want to live. When I'll go out into a real world, I'm going to live in D.C. But I love D.C. because they have, you know, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, whatever, government. And so they have so many people from so many different countries. And it was nice when I got here to SGU, it was like the same thing, but smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. Because, in D.C. you see people from really everywhere. And that's cool. And then you get here to CEDAR and you see people from everywhere inside the campus, and then you go out and people are like, oh yeah, I've always been in Utah, I've never left. And that's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Also because, I don't know, like, I feel like in Europe we travel a lot around countries, and then you get to the US and some people are like, oh, I've never been to New York. And I'm like, wow, I'm European and I've been to New York, I've been to California, I've been to so many places. And like, I've never seen the ocean. And I was like, what? That was crazy. I've never seen the ocean. It's one of the things that, that's crazy.
If you haven't seen the ocean, we both highly recommend you go see it.
Go see the ocean. Just drive and go see the ocean.
As someone that travels a lot too, both internationally and domestically, I feel the same way. I think there's nothing better to do with your time and your money. It's the best way to learn about the world and about yourself, right?
Sure.
We like to think we have like a mini United Nations here,
mm-hmm.
In the international department on campus. Awesome. Well, Jessica, I have, before we wrap up, I have a quick game we're gonna play,
okay?
So this is a little segment I'm calling, it's not a very creative name, but it's called Utah Town, or Netflix Movie.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you either, I'm going to say a word.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if this is the name of a town in Utah.
Okay.
Or a movie on Netflix.
Okay.
First, you have Netflix, right?
Yeah, I do.
You mentioned it earlier. Okay.
I
so you have,
a lot of Netflix.
Hopefully you have a little bit
but
more of an advantage.
I don't watch movies on Netflix.
Okay. Well, maybe if you just scrolled by, you'd notice these names, okay?
Okay.
The first one, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you so you can see them too.
Okay.
The first one is Bountiful.
Town in Utah.
Bingo!
Yay!
Nice, one for one. Do you know where Bountiful is?
No.
No? It's up north somewhere.
Okay.
I think it's by Salt Lake.
Okay.
Number two, Veo.
That's a movie.
Sorry. Veo, this is what I've heard, and listeners, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but Veo has some amazing pies.
Okay.
They're known for their pies.
Which kind of pies?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll have to ask someone from Utah.
Okay.
We'll ask someone around the office. And we'll have to go get one. Number three, Virunga.
That's a movie.
That's a Netflix movie.
Okay.
Nice. It's a really great documentary about gorillas in Rwanda. I'm kind of a documentary nerd, so.
Okay, I like documentaries.
Yeah, check that one out. Number four, Sandy.
Movie.
Sorry, Sandy is a town in Utah also,
okay.
Up near Salt Lake. And the last one, Monticello.
That's a town in Utah.
Monticello.
That's a town in Utah.
It is a town in Utah.
Okay.
Do you know who's from Monticello in this office?
No.
Stephen.
Oh, really?
Stephen Allen, our Vice Provost of International Affairs. is a Monticello boy.
That's an Italian name, Monticello.
I know. I feel like I pronounced it like the Italian way. I said Monticello. Monticello is the Utah pronunciation. Jessica, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. This was episode one.
Yay!
We hope that the listeners out there enjoyed it. My plan is to have a new episode every week, and we will be interviewing more fantastic international students here on campus. If you come into our office, make sure you say hello to Jessica.
Yeah.
You can't really see her, but maybe you'll recognize her voice.
Yeah. No, I always have a name tag.
She's got her name tag on,
so you're good.
Cool. Thank you, listeners, and we'll look forward to the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.